Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Laura, thank you. Thanks very much. I didn't know the Mannion family connection. I would have asked about that.
Yeah, so my husband's dad was brothers with Tommy Mannion, Ryan, and Travis's father.
Okay. All right. So that's very interesting. So, Laura, we talked a lot about the presidential election on Inside Story. Usually they do local stories, but these have become all-consuming because of Josh Shapiro. But I first wanted to talk about President Trump and the obvious yin-yang of this. The last time around, and maybe this time again, not as much you seem to think, I think, the Trump personality that's grating to some women in the suburbs and men, and also the policy comparison. So don't we have to wait, though, until Harris puts down her policies, or are you already seeing that contrast?
It's funny, when I was prepping for our panel for Inside Story, my husband kept saying, you're contradicting yourself. And I was saying, but two things can be true at once. So I have a lot of friends who are, you know, socially moderate, more economically conservative. And, you know, we aren't really sure where we fall in on the political spectrum these days. So I think we're seeing a lot of those. You know, I don't really like Trump, you know, anything he says, but I like his policy. And then you're seeing a lot of women especially saying, you know, I'm voting for women's rights and women's rights only. And so there is, you know, people like me in the middle who are just like, I don't really like either of these candidates, but I have to figure out, you know, what does it drill down to at the end of the day? And I think for me and a lot of individuals I talk to, especially out here in the collar counties, it does come down to the economy. You know, we're seeing inflation still incredibly high, cost of childcare, housing, groceries, education, you know, the border is incredibly important. So we'll see this play out. I think right now she's got a huge swing when it comes to the media, social media, especially with the younger generations, like we talked about on the program. But will that stick throughout the election season, you know, back into October with early voting and then into election day itself? Will we see, you know, that sort of glamorization of her stick, or will it come back to the economy?
On the economy, the Inquirer doing an interesting angle here to try to help Kamala Harris. Laura, today, I know you've been doing other duties, maybe didn't see this. They say that consumers are bringing down inflation, or have brought it down a bit, because they're saying we will not put up with corporations going for higher prices that they got away with it during the pandemic. So this is the angle of attack, I think, of Casey. Not quite, but they're opening up something new, saying to Americans, well, it was the corporations that did this to you. Do you hear any of that?
I haven't specifically heard that. I think people just go to the grocery store and they're like, why are eggs and meat so expensive? You know, I don't tie it back to corporate greed. I just see it as it's really hard to afford anything. You know, I think interest rates being the way they are, people don't see that as the Fed. They see that as the current administration. And, you know, somebody who's currently in the process of buying a house, who's paying for two children in childcare, and everything else, you know, that just comes along with cost of living. I don't tie it to corporate greed. I just tie it to, wow, we are not in a great place with the economy.
So you mentioned, too, I don't know if it was on the air or not, Laura Mannion with us from the Chester County Chamber of Commerce. The median home price now of sorts, I guess, in Chester County. Give us an idea for a new home, I guess it is.
It was, and it's not a new home. It's just any home. Okay. I believe we're at 564 or 550,000 is the median priced home, while the average price home is 627,000. $627,000.
What the heck is going on? Dan, let's move this show to Chester County.
How much is it?
It's mine with gold. $500,000 and $600,000, either average or median. That is just stunning, Laura. So what if, when people hear that, what do they think it's based on? Or is it they're not getting into the particulars, but they're going to tie it to whoever has been in office the last 4 years?
Yeah, I think people just don't really differentiate between, you know, the Fed and the administration. And it's funny, a couple months ago, I sat in on a focus group for PennDOT, and it was kind of like, do people even know that PennDOT and the Turnpike are different entities? And most of the people in the room didn't. So I think you just, you see what's currently going on in the economy, and the one thing you're going to do is blame the presidency, you know, on both sides of the aisle. I think that's just a natural inclination. And, you know, it's just because people are busy, they're working hard. We're all working incredibly hard these days. And I just think people aren't as in tuned, you know, to the inner workings of how interest rates work. So, you know, it's an obstacle, especially for millennials. And these, you know, they call it the missing middle. Like, we're looking to move up in the next house. You know, I have two kids. I have a dog. All I want is a larger house with a yard. And like I just said, you know, I need $600,000 to $700,000 to do that here.
Wow. Is it across? What about student loans? You're a millennial mom. High
power. How much time do you have, Dom?
Yeah, well, fire away. Well, Dan suggested that. Now, he's in the camp a little bit. I'll tell you, Dan is of, well, we were sold this bill of goods, his generation.
Sold lies.
Well, I think people
you
knew.
Sold us lies, Dom.
People knew by
everyone
then.
Everyone had to go to college. Yeah,
people knew by that point, or they should have known, I would argue, Laura. Look at what you're getting into. How does the student loan thing and your mindset play out?
Well, I think it's different. It's actually ironic because I did just say to somebody this morning, you know, millennials were told that we have to get a good education to get a good job. So we all went to, you know, liberal arts colleges or very well-off state schools or Ivy Leagues, and, you know, worked our butts off to get a great education and a great degree. I have a dual degree. I undergrad Franklin and Marshall College, graduate degree Westchester University. I'm in a lot of student loan debt, and I have been paying every month for 11 years now, and my payoff date's 2027. But that is a part of my, you know, that debt that I carry doesn't allow me to move up into the next class, you know, that upper middle class, because every month I'm paying $500 a month towards my student loan, which, by the way, my first interest rate was double digit from the federal government. And that's something I think, you know, we talk about predatory lending, but Sallie Mae, nobody was explaining to 18-year-old me what this massive financial obligation truly meant. And I think Gen Z is actually seeing, I don't need to go to college. I don't need to go to an Ivy League and put myself in, you know, whatever it is, $100,000, $250,000 in debt. You know, I can make money other ways. And I think we're also seeing the stigma around community college or the trades. That's going away because, you know, HVAC, plumbing, electrical work, those are recession-proof jobs, and you're graduating, you know, out of your apprenticeship with a really nice salary job.
All right. Dan is a fellow millennial of sorts.
Yeah, I'm a millennial. Yep. I'm a conservative-leaning guy. And my topic or my angle on student loans for the longest time, Laura, has been when conservatives discuss the topic, it's almost insulting to a lot of people, millennials. And I think it turns off that stance solely turns off a lot of young millennials that could lean conservative towards the party because of just the alienation, in a sense. But I'm just curious, is student loans still that big of an issue where that alienation that's still portrayed by a lot of conservatives still turning off a lot of millennial mothers out there, or student loans still that big of an issue that one issue could determine which way they vote?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I don't think it's student loans. I think student loans coupled just with the cost of living now. And then, you know, you talk about inflation, the economy. I think immigration's a huge one and, you know, national security. I think that's something the Democratic Party might be missing from these moderate moms in the suburbs that everybody is targeting for this election. You know, if you have young kids and you see what's going on with Russia and Iran and China, there is concern there. You know, those security moms, we do exist, and we want to make sure that the future is safe for our children. So coupling that with the economy, I think that's where you get a lot of millennial moms who are socially liberal, but then they get hung up on those conservative issues, as they should, because it is important.
Now, illegal,
and I think that's what both parties are missing.
Illegal immigration. Chester County, you know, I'm not boots on the ground as much as I'd like as you are. You know it. That strikes me as a hotbed of this. But the tension is that has become part of the culture there, right, because of the agriculture and all that in Chester County. Do you think people there, well, after Cavalcante we talked about, is it more of an issue in the minds of people?
I would say, you know, a lot of our members, we do have the American Mushroom Institute. We have some mushroom farms. We have a lot of landscapers, country clubs. They bring over a large portion of their working population every year. You know, I talked to a landscaper who said, I've been bringing the same guys over for 20 years. They get their visas. They pay into the system. They rent space. You know, they pay rent for 12 months, even though they might only be here for 8 or 9 months. And, you know, the path, it's funny, the immigration system we know is so broken in this country. But that should have been something that Trump looked at under his presidency to really fix, because I think that would have been a huge win for him. You know, you build the wall, you make it more secure, but then you also make it easier to come here legally and to become an American citizen, pay your taxes, and thrive in this country. You know, the American dream.
Let me see if we agree on this. We may not, though, because I've been talking this morning. In full disclosure, that Kamala Harris is jumping into the border issue and saying earned citizenship. I am diametrically opposed to that and will be. How about you?
I mean, I think, and again, just speaking for myself, I think we're all immigrants of sorts here in America, so we should have a better system. The visa system here is flawed, so let's figure out a way to make it, you know, we want to make you work to get your visa, to show that you want to be a citizen here and you want to become a paying member in, you know, into all the systems here in America. I think it should be, that's something that this next administration, whoever it is, needs to focus on, because the visa system's broken. We all know that. And I think there is a way to compromise to get a better system here.
Laura, where do we find you? The Chester County Chamber of Commerce. Where do people go?
We have a website, chescochamber.org. We are 600 members strong from 150 different zip codes in southeastern PA. There are ample opportunities to get involved. We have 50-plus events a year for networking and some really great membership opportunities. But where we stand out is that we are a chamber of advocacy, and that's what we pride ourselves on, is that we will, you know, we have members from all different industries, and we will advocate for you on the local, state, and federal levels on a variety of issues: housing, childcare, permitting reform, lowering the corporate net income tax, making business easier, and making Pennsylvania more business friendly. So there's a lot that we do in terms of advocacy that I think is a great opportunity for companies to come and learn about and see how we can help benefit their business if they become members.
Laura, this is a Dan question. Final, are tickets still available to next week Surf and Turf? He wants to know.
We do have a very popular golf outing at Applebrook Golf Club. We do sell out every year, but it is an incredible surf and turf dinner. So, Dan, you should come. It is not sold out yet for dinner. Golf is sold out, but we'd love to have you. And I really appreciate you guys having me on. Again, I think millennial women that will decide this election in the suburbs, you know, suburban women are always who are looked at. So anytime you guys, you know, want to pick someone's brain, please, I'm happy to be on.
We will do that, Laura. It was a pleasure today and on Inside Story to be continued. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.